Should we welcome people back?
Yeah, welcome back. It's Sarah.
It's Miriam.
Okay.
Okay. Here, I'll do.
Okay, you do it. Okay.
Hi guys, welcome back to Sundays at Sarah's. If you guys don't know already, this is an art podcast where we talk about everything art and how we are navigating our lives through the art world, being recent graduates, being still in school. And so let me introduce ourselves. My name is Miriam.
My name is Marissa.
And I'm Sarah.
And we also have a special guest here.
Woo! Christian.
With a mouthful of chips.
You're just going to hear that. So this is actually our first male person that we interview or guest. Have on the show. Yeah. So okay. So today, recently we just went to MARFA, and if you guys don't know, every year during this time, it's October, MARFA or Chinati holds a special event called Chinati Weekend. Hosted at the Chinati Foundation?
Yeah.
And do you guys want to talk about what's there?
Should we, like, talk about our week first, or do you want to just jump into MARFA?
Oh, no. Yeah, like...
Let's talk about our week.
But before we get into that, how are you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
How's school been?
Super easy. I'm working on this furniture thing. It's become a monster. It's this really big thing that's supposed to shelve all my supplies and darkroom supplies and have storage for my drawings. And it's coming out cool, I think. I haven't finished it yet. I have 3 weeks until my show.
Oh, when's your show again?
It's the week of November 10th, so I think it's from November 11th to the 15th.
Okay.
And the opening is that Thursday, I think it might be the 12th or the 13th.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Sammy has her senior recital on the 22nd, so I was like, I need to line these days up.
The 14th?
The 14th, so my opening is on the 14th. I'll write that down. Yeah, so I have 3 weeks, and I have a lot of work to get done still.
Yeah.
Christian helped me out with making my light boxes today.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, light boxes.
Yes, I know. They cost so much. But
to make?
Like,
or
to like, make. The material.
What do you need to make one?
Well, light. The wood. The plexi. And I still have to get the clamp lights. Mm. It'll be fine. I'll be okay. I have to invest in myself and my future.
Yeah.
And then absolutely. You can always reuse them.
Yeah, they're like super cool. Because they're like a cool height. So I can have them here as like plant stands. But like... whip them out whenever I need some cool stuff out of them.
Some extra lighting.
Uh-huh. And, I think that was my week.
We also got, like, some good news. Or did you want to not talk about it?
I don't want to jinx myself. It? I'm, like, super good at jinxing myself, and I don't want to talk about it. Maybe next week.
True.
Okay.
And you, Marissa, how was your week?
It was kind of rough. Like, today was a really good day. Miriam and I went out for breakfast at Salt and Honey, and it was really good. It was kind of... Have you been?
Never.
It's kind of expensive. Well, for me, I was like, oh... I saw the menu. I was like, where's the little, like, oatmeal for $4? You know? Yeah. And it was like... I got the avocado hummus toast.
Yeah.
And that was $12. But it was, like, big. Like, so, it was expensive, but for what they give you, it's a lot. And it tastes really... like, everything was delicious. And we had baklava pancakes, which was, like, our dessert. Yeah, they were it's that little dessert.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they put one on top of the pancake with, like, vanilla ice cream and, like, crushed pistachio. It was so good. So good. We were, like, trying, like, it we were so full, so but we were, like, we got to finish. And then after that, we went to the International Museum to see the paintings Miriam has up. The three of them, and one of them she got third place. So we were trying that.
Miriam!
Oh, on judge's choice.
I got some kind of like award.
For me, the best one. And then, it was cool.
It's cool. I have never been to the International Museum.
I had only gone once before for the project for the paper you have to write for Grossman's class. Because we had to photograph it and then talk about the architectural features of it. But, I mean, it's nice. It's really nice inside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we saw some haunted dolls.
Okay.
Oh, the room full of the hallway dolls.
Because the first time that I went, the dolls are cool. But like the first time I went, the guy that was giving the tour, he was like, "Oh, and like one of the like ghost hunting channels like filmed this doll." He was like, "It's the one that's like in the case by itself," and he's like, "The eyebrows are made from real human hair, and so are the eyelashes." Yeah. And so we go, and I was telling Miriam about it, and like we go down, and it's like there's a big case with like a bunch of different dolls. So, like one side is all the little Mexican dolls, and then on the other side it's just like a collection of antiques. Mm-hmm. And then on the left side of the case is like a doll the size of a toddler, but it's like lifted, elevated, and the case is like light. And then on the right side is the fucking scary ass doll, and the case is on the floor in the corner. It's like black wood with black fabrics, and it looks like it doesn't have legs. And I was like, I got really bad chills because I'm super superstitious. And where I was like telling her all, you know, like working it up, and I was like, ugh. I was so distracted by that doll, even the first time that I went, that I didn't notice in the center of the case with all the other antiques is like an old ventriloquist doll, and it's like the scariest fucking thing. It's scarier than the goddamn, and I thought, these people are lying, this is the real haunted doll, because it was like slumped over with its legs like that,
the mouth like,
and then the eyes looked like someone got a knife and like scratched out some of the coloring, like, and I was like, this,
and then the eyes were not,
let me show you a picture,
like, they weren't looking straight forward, they were kind of like looking to the left,
like looking at you,
look at this son of a bitch,
Oh, hell no.
I was so scared to take this photo, because I was like, I'm gonna get haunted for Jake.
Oh, like in Sinister?
Like, I didn't watch the first one, but there was, like, a real... I told Miriam about this podcast I was listening to about a real doll, and then all this bad shit happened in my life, which was, like, probably a coincidence, and, like, it's just life, but, yeah, like, I don't even want to say the name of the doll on this, but, yeah, so it was, like, good, and then afterwards, I took my mom out, because she just got back from Germany, and her birthday passed while she was there, so I was like, oh, let me take you out to lunch, let me take you shopping, and then I was just home, but, like, the rest of my week... previously was pretty bad, like just like a rough week where I'm feeling like, why did I get a degree, why did I go to school, why did I get a degree in drawing, why am I working at Target still, why am I taking, like, you know, like I think Tuesday I had a particularly bad day at work where I was being like talked down to, kind of condescending by some of my higher ups for things that they couldn't figure out that I figured out that they wanted me to do better next time, and I was like, y'all should know how to do this as leaders. And, like, just, like, problems that were being... It was just, like, a bunch of small things that happened that day. Like, I get there at 7, and I wasn't let in until 7:16. They yell at me for, like... Well, they didn't yell at me, but it was just, like, the way that they spoke to me about an issue was, like, very condescending. Then I got talked to about, like, having left early, like, 3 or 4 times. And I was, like, if I've never left work early without statusing with a higher-up and getting their approval. And I've also been dealing with, like, some scary health things. So, like, I don't know why this is having to be brought to my attention again and again and again when I'm talking to these people the days that I'm going early. And then I was like, how come the higher-ups aren't held accountable for their attendance, but we are, like, looked at under a microscope, and you guys are paid for what you're responsible for, but you're expecting all of that from us because we're getting paid a little bit more now. Like, it's just, like, all these little frustrations, and then it was feeling like my Monday appointment had to... cancel, essentially. She said reschedule, or they said reschedule, but like they didn't give me like a day, like, oh, can we reschedule to this day? So then it's kind of like, okay, that's not gonna happen. And then I had to reschedule Dania, which was unfortunate. And it was just like, okay, I'm never gonna be a tattoo artist, like, I'm not gonna make it, like, I can't even get people to come to their appointments now, and I even have to move people's appointments, and like, that's, like, 2 days a week, and I can't even handle that, and I'm not going to make money off of this, and I'm not going to build a career off of this, and how am I going to support this, and that means I'm never going to leave Target. So I was just, like, having a rough emotional time, but then today was really great, so I kind of made up for it. And I know things are going to get better. It's just, like, when everything, all those negative feelings are hitting you at once, and it's, like, and, like, I saw Terry at Target yesterday, I think.
How was it?
I didn't say hi to her because I got, like, because I was having a bad week and stuff, and, like, I when I come in the morning, I'm essentially, like, in charge after I finish sorting the money until the manager comes in. And so I was, like, going through the lanes, putting bags, like, making sure everybody has everything they need. And I was working on the grid, which is, like, the schedule breakdown for the day. And I was on check lane 5, and there was only one register open and self-checkout. And she was on the other side, check lane 10. And I saw, like, the back of her head, and I was like, is that Terry? Because it's, like, very distinct. And once you see someone for 5 years, it's like, you know what they look like from behind.
Yeah.
And she was so petite, and then I heard her voice and I was like, it's Terry. And I was like about to start walking forward, but then I was like I don't want her to see me here at 9 a.m. while she's about to go to campus, and she's probably gonna have a crit with her drawing class today. She's gonna be like, how have you been? And I'm gonna be like, miserable here all summer and for the rest of my life probably. And tattooing, like the things that her and Kim were like, oh, okay, like, why don't you go to grad school? And I'm not at grad school. Like, I just didn't want to have that conversation.
How can you even be at grad school right now?
No, I know, but, like, me not tell her, like, oh, I'm going to be applying to this grad, you know, like, I don't want her to ask, like, how are things going? Or, like, what are your plans? Because, like, Melissa has come into Target, because I guess because she's had her baby, it's easy for her to do order pickups. So
right.
She always comes in and picks up orders every time I'm there. And every, like, one time she was like, oh, so what are your plans? Like, what are you doing? Because you don't want to be stuck here, like, you know, like, once you're done with school. And she'll make little comments, like, about, like, not having the studio. And I'm like, I get it. Like, I know I'm here. And I don't think she does it, like, to be rude. But I'm like, I don't need the stress of that question being directed to me from someone who is a professional. Like, I don't know. So I just didn't want the same thing to happen with Terry, even though I know, like, we're close. And so I was, like, for 5 minutes, like, back and forth while she's paying, like, let me try to hide. Let me go look busy. Let me run away. Let me just go into the door real quick. But also, like, one of my bosses was walking around, so I had to look like, I don't know. It was just, like,
yeah.
So I didn't say hi, and I felt really bad. Like, I was like, I should have just said hi, because I miss her. And, like, it's just like when you have bad thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. But anyways, how was your week, Miriam?
It was fine. I just worked and stuff. Like, I think last week, I went to the studio for the first time in a long time, and I was just cleaning, and it looks a little bit different, so I kind of want to decorate it, like, a little
bit.
I'm
gonna go.
Yeah, let's go. I could use your guys' input. And lately, I've been, ever since I got back from Europe, I've been, like, kind of inspired to do, like, more things. And I want to do another photo shoot for paintings. But, like, I, you know, I have to, like, get all the things together. So I'm thinking about all the things that I need to, like, buy and, like, people I need to, like, ask to take photos of and just, like, small things like that. But it feels good to be, like, more,
like,
positive.
Feeling,
I feel like I really want to make more. And the other day I was like, oh, I really want to go to the studio, but I don't have anything new to work on. So I'm like, I really need to, like, get on that so I can get back into the studio.
Yeah.
And that's it.
What about you, Christian?
You have crit.
Yeah. Well, Monday and Tuesday were really busy because
you're just preparing for crits?
Yeah.
And you're also working your, what is it called? The aide?
Oh,
like
the
lab assistant? What is it
called?
The studio tech?
Lab TA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Monday was, like, super busy because I think all of people, like, in Guerra's class, they had
Are they doing everything last minute?
Yeah, everybody.
Can you tell him that he makes it a lot harder for them to do that? Well, actually, should we not do that?
I mean, why not?
I don't know. It just seems like they were, like, struggling a lot because they were just making their, I don't know, it was just a chaos, and I don't want to live through that again. Like, it was, like, a point where, like, I was trying to show them, but, like, no matter what, like, they would still mess up, so I was just like, I'm just gonna do it because they're not gonna finish.
They're not, like, retaining it, and
they're not gonna finish, and, like, nobody's gonna clean if I, like, if I'm just here, like, helping this,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just, and then I had crit Wednesday, and yeah,
and how was your crit?
It was bad.
Yours, or, like, just overall the whole thing?
Well, it's just discouraging, like, seeing everybody, I don't know.
Why? Shitty work. Just kidding.
Yeah. Work ethic.
Yeah. Yeah. Crits are always bad.
Yeah.
And we're going to go and talk about crit in a different episode. So stay tuned for that. Yeah. But as of now...
I mean, it's hard. And yeah, like you said, we'll kind of talk about it in that episode, but it's just really difficult. The whole critique season, classes, periods, like it's so awkward. And sometimes like the work is just really not good from everybody. Not like, it's not like you're trying to be like, they're just not at the same level as me. It's like, just like, you know, that it's not everyone's best stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of hard to talk about because you don't want to be a downer and you don't want to sound negative, but it's just things that people need to work on. And I think, like Sarah said, a lot of the time it's the work ethic. Like, people just aren't putting in the time. And I certainly didn't sometimes, but that sucks.
Yeah, it feels like people don't care about what they're doing.
I wonder if, like, Kim feels that and is, like, aware in how it makes him feel. I always think about that. Like, when teachers have, or professors have, like, you know, good groups where it's, like, the people are really motivated and they get, like, a semester where it's, like, what the hell happened? You know, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm sure it comes in waves. Like, Terry's mentioned that before, like, where it's waves of, like, really strong work and then just people who you know are just kind of...
floating on.
Yeah.
My button. Check it out.
All right. So, to get into our topic today, as I mentioned in the beginning, we're going to talk about what our experiences were in Marfa, Texas. Because this past weekend was the Chinati weekend. Does somebody want to explain what Chinati weekend is?
Perhaps a volunteer.
Chinati weekend is the week that Chinati, it's a Chinati foundation. It was opened by Donald Judd, and what they do is they have an open house of the works there. This gallery is a little different from most galleries because this is a permanent collection, so you'll see Donald Judd's aluminum works, Dan Flavin's lights, neon, what are they called? Mm-hmm. Fluorescent?
Yeah.
No, not that fluorescent. They're like neon lights. Carl Andre, that one dude that I don't like.
What's Sounds his like name? You don't like Carl Andre.
No, yeah, yeah. No. I love Carl Andre. It's the screen printing dude.
I forgot his name.
Oh my gosh.
But it's also unique.
Erwin too.
Oh yeah.
Erwin. Is that him?
Oh.
Does he screen print too?
Erwin. Yeah, well. Those are some of the names that you get to see there, and it's just the weekend that Chinati opens up their doors, and a lot of people going from all around the world. And it's not only that that Chinati Foundation, but it's also, like, all these other galleries they open up, and, yeah.
Yeah, if you go for the weekend, it's really nice, because especially, like, on Friday and Saturday, they'll have, like, the galleries open a little bit later than they normally are, and everybody's out walking around at night, and it's, like, really nice and chilly weather, so it just feels good, like, positive vibes. So,
do you want to start? Y'all want to start?
Yeah. So, you guys were there for the weekend. You were there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
Can
through
you
UTEP,
tell us?
No?
Yeah, through UTEP.
Yeah, it's through UTEP.
Through the university. Can you tell us about, like, what your roles are and, like, kind of what you did?
Oh, yeah.
What your itinerary was?
So, we got there Friday night kind of late. We just went straight to bed. No, you had to do homework. But as a volunteer, we volunteer. And we take care of the work. And I've been to Chinati for this is my fourth or fifth year there. Fourth, I think, or fifth. I don't know anymore. But I always do the aluminum boxes, and those are the Donald Judd's works. But this year we did Lisa Meekson.
Mm-hmm.
Meekson?
Meekson.
No, it's Meekson.
Meekson, yeah.
And
yeah.
That was the building off the strip, right?
It was visiting artist.
It was the Chamberlain.
Oh,
no.
Or was it there?
No, it's off the Chinati campus. It's the, like, an artist residence building. It's,
oh,
it used
okay.
to be an
really?
ICE building?
Yeah, ICE.
Ew.
No, it used to be the locker room.
A locker room where they would, like, I don't know, do locker room things.
Have, like, really heavy-duty doors. And
yeah,
it's, like,
it's for, like, where they would pigs
things.
And stuff. Like, it's like a ice box for animals, no? Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, a gym locker.
That's what it was,
like,
no?
A.
I don't think so. I think it's where they kept, like, I mean, like.
From my understanding, it's where they, like, did the meat stuff. That's why she was saying, oh, it has kind of, like, a sad history, because, like, that's where all the animals went to, like, die.
It doesn't look that big.
It doesn't have to be.
But
it's
a small town.
Oh. Yeah.
It's pretty big. You didn't go into that room that I went to, too. Well, that's where we were. The space, that's what I love the most about going to Marfa's. The spaces themselves are just, like, super nice. They're, like, all run down, but, like, left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, I don't know. I just like it. And that space was cool. And also the artist there was cool. We did, like, a critique, like, oh, what's good? As if we're, like, anybody to critique this woman's work. But, I mean,
everybody.
I don't know, but it's cool.
Everybody's a critic.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's what we did the first day. I mean, we also got to see we only volunteer for, like, 3 hours, and the rest of the day is ours.
Okay.
So it's
six.
Just 3 hours in there. And then the next day, where did we volunteer?
We volunteered at the John Chamberlain's.
So that one was the one off the strip.
Yeah, it was next to the ice cream place.
It used to be, like, a old wool factory.
Hmm.
So it's a pretty big, like, space. And, well, everything that's in there is just, like, his crushed car series, I guess. I think it's called, like, an Amarillo series or something like that.
Did you like the work?
I really like John Chamberlain. But Sarah was kind
of, I got bored of it.
But, I mean, you're in there for, like, 3 hours, I guess.
I think I liked his foam and video thing better. Like, the video was very strange. Did you go into the John Chamberlain? No, we
mm-mm.
didn't. But,
we'll get into that.
Yeah, but I thought the foam thing was cool, and then the video, I thought that was cool. I feel like once you see one crushed car, you kind of see them all.
Christian?
Christian disagrees.
He's like,
I liked the windows better of the building.
I think it was the afternoon shift, and there wasn't as many windows as the aluminum works or the...
And it was also your guys' last shift, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we found, that doesn't matter. That's like something else. What was it called? The Ray Johnson word?
Emoticons.
Emotico?
What is that?
So, Ray Johnson, we were reading... What were we reading? How did we read this? Oh, it's from this book that Megan Heckman lent us.
What is Emotico?
What is Emotico? And it's just...
It's in between the trains.
What's in between the trains? Okay, but we found emotico, and it's, my theory is that emotico is something that's easily overseen, that's easily disregarded,
mm-hmm.
and you have to do, it has to be an action, like something has to be happening for the emotico to come about. So an example that Ray Johnson gave was the train passing by, and like the slivers of the train that you get to see, like that's emotico. I think that's what he said. And do you remember when we took care of the aluminum boxes, when you close the back door and it's slammed shut, you can hear it throughout the... That's emotico.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I was, like, going crazy when...
Yeah.
Okay, well. Y'all, was your emotico over at Chinati? It's an aluminum...
So I guess that's kind of, like, your takeaway from Chinati, like, that word and referencing it or putting it... into action,
mm-hmm.
like, by finding things that are...
Monaco's.
Yeah. Was there anything new, like, any work that maybe you hadn't seen, or maybe work that you had seen, but that, like, you kind of found a new appreciation for?
Carl Andre. They put out some new of his poems. These were done black, and they had white type on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
Those were really nice. Yeah, they're super cool. Did
we see this?
I don't know if we saw the black with the white, but we did see, like, the type, the normal ones that are always there. Like,
Yeah, I really liked those. What did you say?
Well, the new, is it the temporary that they changed last year?
Oh,
was
Edward what?
Bridget Riley, and this time was Donald Judd's works in plywood, and
Robert Newman?
Yeah, no, Barnett.
Barnett
Newman.
Barnett Newman.
He had like a series of aquatints, mezzotints, etchings, which I really liked because it's print, so.
I only like two.
Oh.
Okay.
What about, like, because you got, like, we did meet with you guys for, like, a second. Was there any neutral experiences that you had?
Neutral?
I wasn't going to say bad.
The below good, the bad, average. The give ugly. Us the drama.
I think really concretely the only thing we can say was that experience about the voter registration. Like, that's the only concrete thing that I feel like. Well, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean drama? Like, what do you want to hear?
Like, anything. Like that? Because I felt like when we met up with you guys, it was like, this sucks and we're ready to go. And I was like, what happened?
Yeah, just out of our element, being away from home, being away from so many people that look like us into somewhere where we're the other is very strange for me, especially because, like, well, not especially, but, like, I just feel very put off by that.
Was it always like that, though? Because, like you said, it's, like, your fourth or fifth year.
It was always like that. I always felt watched.
But you just felt, like, particularly strong this year?
Or it's
just always like that?
I guess this time I noticed it a lot more because, yeah, before I was a lot younger and more naive, but this time I was able to, like, point out some situations that were probably, like, very strange and should have not happened the way that they did, but they did. Like, the example, the registration, there is this person outside of the Trinity Foundation registering people to vote, and Christian and I were leaving, and there's this woman coming in, and the man asked this woman if she would like to register, and she's a black woman. She's like, no, I'm already registered, and she leaves. And Christian and I are leaving. Oh, she goes in, and Christian and I are leaving, and we're speaking Spanish, and we're like talking it up. This guy, silent, doesn't tell us anything, and I'm thinking, like, why didn't he offer us to register to vote? We passed right by him. It's not like we were running off either. I kind of like even slowed down a little bit to like give him a chance, and because we're Mexican, or we look Mexican, so, well, I mean, that's, I think it's...
So you think he was like, oh, they're immigrants, they can't vote, or, like,
yeah,
they're speaking Spanish, like, they have no, like...
Like, that's how it felt, and...
Yeah.
And Christian's not registered to vote, so, like, what the heck? I mean...
Let's get on that.
Yeah. Sorry, I outed you. But I even asked Christian, like, are you registered to vote, and I offered to go by him. We don't want to go back to that guy. Like,
yeah,
he's kind of, like,
guy,
stereotyped
yeah.
us. Yeah. That's the only concrete one. Everything else is kind of just, like, gossiping.
Well,
bullshit.
There was another instance, which was, I think it was even weirder, yeah.
In the Chamberlain? Yeah.
What happened?
Go ahead. Go on.
Well, this lady was talking, she was going to give us, like, a break to go walk, I guess. Like, a little break, and then...
She was another volunteer?
No,
she was
actually...
Like, coordinator or
yeah,
something.
She was, like,
okay.
new, I think, but...
She's in charge of us.
Yeah, so she gave us, like, a break to leave, and then she's like, oh, you guys should go check out the Lisa Meeskin or something, or... I still don't know...
Meeksen.
Yeah. You guys should go check out, but she was having trouble, too, like, she couldn't remember last name, and, I mean, I guess it's kind of... close to like Mexican, but you
like,
obviously
but not really.
You obviously know her last name is not Mexican. Like that's not a last name. Like, and so she's like having trouble. She's like Lisa Meeskin, Lisa Mixin, Lisa Mexican, and then she like laughs.
She's like looking at us,
and
waiting for us to laugh too.
Us.
Not a peep came
from
her mouth.
You're like. Right.
It's like she had that, like,
and, like she saw y'all and she's like Mexican,
yeah.
But she was like trying
yeah,
to
like
she wanted
she,
to Mexican.
That was like Mexican.
That was like the only thing in her mind, and it kind of seemed like that. Mm-hmm. And we kind of just like, all right, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, okay. Well, Marissa, it was your first time.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. Like, I had a lot of fun, but I was also sad
because
we only had,
away.
Like, 25 minutes to see everything. So, like, Miriam and I, we were like, okay, Miriam, we're not in school anymore. Like, we can't volunteer through the university, but, like, let's go. Let's do one day. Like, we'll go Sunday. We'll take the day off of work. Like, we requested it long in advance. And, like, you had just come back from Germany. And, like, so that was also part of it. Like, we weren't going to stay, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and, like, pay for a hotel. Like, it was just, like, let's just do the drive. It's not that far. It's, like, 3 hours. And so Miriam came over on Saturday, like, around 6:30-ish. We went to Walmart to pick up, like, snacks for the road. And, like, we were just, like, kind of prepping and, like, oh, we're going to get, like, up at 8 so we can leave by, like, 9, 9:30, get there by 12:30, then it closes at 4:30, so we'll have, like, plenty of time to walk around and see everything, and then after that we can get, like, ice cream and meet up with Chris and Sarah, and then Solange, and, like, and that was the big thing about leaving Sunday, too, was that they were going to show Solange's film, and obviously, like, I had to go because I missed the Scales performance, and, not that I was expecting her to be there or anything, but, like, I just still wanted to go and see it.
Yeah.
So, the morning of Sunday, we got up, but I don't know, like, we both really didn't sleep that well.
Oh, no,
like, we were tossing and turning. Okay, I recently updated my phone, and, like, it had been years, like, years in the making. So, like, right now I'm, like, trying to figure out all the new settings and just, like, the new layout of everything. But, like, one of the new updates on my phone is, like, that bedtime, like, oh, it's bedtime, 12:30, so you should be getting up at 6:30, like, your sleep cycle. And I didn't know what any of that was, and so I was just like, okay. And I, like, preset an alarm for me, I guess. And I've been sleeping through it, clearly, because I didn't know that the alarm sound was, like, birds singing and chirping. So, like, so I'm asleep and my phone's charging on my side, and then Miriam was sleeping on the other side. And I get, it was, like, 7 or
it was
6:30. The alarm went off. But it was bird chirping, and so, like, me, like, half asleep, I thought it was really, like, birds outside. I was half asleep, so I was like, the birds, in my mind, I'm like, they're particularly loud this morning. But I was just sleeping.
I'm like, lying awake, like, just listening to
the, I'm like, she'll wake up, for sure.
For sure, she'll wake up and hear the bird. And I was like, oh, the bird alarm. I have the same alarm.
And, like, she just doesn't wake up.
So then Miriam got up.
Like, 15 minutes passed, and it's still going off. And I'm like, I guess I should get up now.
You turned it off for me, and then I was like, I was like, oh, are you awake? And then you're like, yeah. And then I think I even said, those birds are I was like, those birds are loud, huh? And she was like, that's your alarm. And I was like, no. But still, like, with my eyes closed, like, on the pillow. And, like, and she's like, yeah, that's your alarm. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
We were like, really?
Yeah, I was shocked because, for real, I thought it was birds. And I felt so bad because I was like, it's probably been going off for a minute. And, like, I didn't realize. And then, yeah, and, like, we fell asleep with the light on, which I think didn't help. And then, like, you know, like, you just, like, it's hot, it's cold. Like, we didn't really get out of bed till 8. I was like, oh, I'm going to get up at 7 so I can edit the podcast for the week and then post it and then we can get ready and go, which didn't happen. It didn't happen. That's why there's no episode out for this week. And then, like, by the time we actually got ready and, like, went downstairs, it was already 9:30. And then I was like, oh, let's put all, like, the food together in a bag and let's get... We didn't even bring water. We were so stupid.
I was like...
I brought my reusable bottle, and that's it. Like, we had, like, VA energy and, like, coffee, but that was it. And so we left, but by the time we left, it was, like, 10. I didn't realize there was a time change. So, like, we're like, okay, it's 10 o'clock. We'll get there around 1. And online, we thought it said they closed at 4:30. So we're like, oh, we'll get there at 1. That still gives us 3.5 hours. And Miriam was like, oh, like, you can see the whole thing in 2 hours, but we could spend, like, 3 if you really want to spend time with the pieces, or, like, if you see something you really like, you know, we can be there 3 hours. And then we're driving there, and it was it before we hit the Prada? I think it was before. Mm. It was like 120. No, it was after. It was after. So
we stopped
at the Prada thing. We took photos and like, cause again, it's like my first time. I never went. So I was like, oh, like let's stop. Let's see what it is. And like see the gate with all the locks and stuff. And then we keep driving, and on my car, it doesn't change automatic, but you know how your phone changes? So on my car, it was like 122, and I guess that's when you texted us, like, hey, like, are you guys gonna make it, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Miriam was like, oh my gosh, like, it's already, like, 2-something, and like, and in my head, I'm like, girl, don't be so dramatic, it's 122, like, we got time. And then I was like, wait, what time is it? And like, on her phone, I saw it, and I was like, wait, is it 2 o'clock? Like, is it 2, and she's like, yeah, it's 2:20. She's like, there's a time change. I was like, what the fuck? Like, so we were like, okay, shit. But at that point, we were like 10, 15 minutes away. Like, so we were like, okay, we'll get there by like 2:35. And that still gives us like maybe a little under 2 hours to see everything. Because we still
thought like on the Google, like it says 4:30, but I guess like.
They close it early on Sundays or for the
but weekend. Normally like for the they'll say like Monday, 9:30, Sunday, you know, like whatever. So we were just like, okay, like 4:30, we still have like a little under 2 hours, but we'll be able to see a lot. And so, like, we park, and we're walking, and Miriam's like, oh, like, usually this area is packed. Like, you can never find parking. And we found parking. And it's like, because everyone was gone. And then we're, like, walking to the gate, and those two old guys that are, like, registering people, they're like, ladies, can we interest you in registering a boat? And I was like, I'm already registered, thanks. And they're like, we love to hear it. And then we were walking to the gate, and then, like, when we got there, the guy was like, just let you know, we're closing at 3, so you guys have about 25 minutes to see the work. I'm sorry. Like, I recommend hitting this, like, the Donald Judd aluminum boxes, and then going down and just trying to see what you can, but we're going to be sending everyone out in 25 minutes. And so we were, like, like, okay. Shocked, but, like, we got to keep moving. Like, book it.
Shocked in movement.
So yeah. We're, like, freaking out, because we were, like, 25 minutes! Miriam's like, it takes 2 hours to see everything, 3 if you really... And so we're like, oh my god. So we go...
So funny.
It was like, so... Yeah, we were just, like, speed walking through, and they were like, this is nice! And I was, like, sneaking photos, like, on my phone so I could, like, look back at it and stuff. And I was like, the boxes, like... And then... Nothing is, like, labeled because it's all, like, old military base shit and, like, barracks and halls and stuff. And nothing's labeled, like, this is where Dan Flavin's work is. This is where, what is her name? Ronnie Horn. I keep saying Hart, like Robbie Hart from Wedding Singer, but Ronnie Horn. And, like, so we were just, like, which one do we go in? What's worth the time? So we're just, like, going through everything. We saw some of the light ones. We found Ronnie Horn's. We went in really quick. And then we were, of course, looking at the cement blocks, like, from a distance. But I was like, okay, at least I'm seeing it. Like, and I wasn't in a bad mood because I was like, you know what? Like, let's see everything we can.
Yeah.
We'll meet up with Sarah. And you know what? We'll just have to come back next year and plan better. And
like, let's go back next year.
We will.
Yeah, yeah.
We can
come. Yeah, or, like, stay in Alpine or whatever. It doesn't matter.
We need to book it now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Fort Davis.
And then...
Oh, yeah.
And then there was, like, one last building. And this bothered me. I don't think it bothered you that much. But, like, I just get really annoyed with white people. Like, I don't know.
No, I do.
And so, like, there was, like, one more place that we were going to go to. And it was, like, 2:55.
Yeah.
So they still had 5 minutes. But, like, and I get it. Because I was, like, when I work at Target and I'm closing and we close at midnight and I see people come in at 11:55, I'm like, y'all motherfuckers have 5 minutes. And then we're going to make the announcement, and we're probably going to stay here till 12:10 because we have to get your asses out of here. So, but I was like, you know what? Like, it's not the same kind of atmosphere as, like, a retail store where we have to clean up a mess and stay after an hour. It's like they're guarding artwork, and we walk out, you know? So I was like, we have 5 minutes. Like, let's go to this last building. And we're walking up to it, and there's large windows. And, like, there were a lot of people inside, but there was this guy, like, standing outside the door. And we were, like, about to go, and he's like... Sorry, ladies, we're closed, like, you guys are just gonna have to turn around. Like, the way, you know, like, the expressions that...
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, sorry, but not really.
Yeah, yeah, and it was, like, the, yeah. Like, that phase. And then, like, right after he said it, this other girl came out, and she was like, sorry, lady, like, just the way they're talking, I was like, oh my god, I'm not a fucking child at camp, just tell me you guys are closed. But in my mind, I was like, there's a room full of people in here, are you gonna kick them all out the same way you're turning us away right now? Like, it's not like I'm gonna spend 30 minutes with the piece, I just wanna go in, see the work, and get out, and you're not rushing any of them that are already inside, you're just kicking us, like, pushing us away. And, like, then the girl that walked out, she's, like, walking in front of us, But I was just, like, so annoyed, just, like, with the delivery. A lot of times it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I was just, like, I don't know, just thinking about that. Like, I was like, there's a room full of people in there. And, like, why? Like, why? We have 5 minutes. Like, y'all, it's not 3 o'clock yet, you know? Like, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then the guy's facial expressions. And I, like, made a comment to Miriam. I started laughing. So I was like, people are so funny. Because they always do that damn face when they're trying to, like, break a bad news to you because you can't handle it type of thing. And then the girl, the white girl that, like, repeated him after, like, immediately after, she, like, turned around. She's like, I'm so sorry, ladies. Like, she heard my comment. She's, like, trying to, I don't know, make up. I don't know. And Miriam was like, it's fine. And we just, like, walked away. But I was like, I fucking hate you people. Like, I hate y'all. And that was it. Like, but then we were, like, talking about, like, oh, like, I'm still so happy I got to see, like, the aluminum boxes and the copper pieces, at least. Like, it's so beautiful. And it was so nice outside that
it was
like
a really nice day.
And we had a fun drive. Like, we were talking a lot, just, like, about everything, about
ghost stories.
Yeah, her trip, ghost stories, budgeting, our future, just things like that, you know? And so, I don't know, it was still fun. And then afterwards is when we met up with you guys. Mm-hmm. And then you guys were like, it's shitty. And we were like,
brought it all down. Sorry.
Oh. No, no. And then, yeah, so, like, I enjoyed it, but it's not like I really got to see everything in full depth, which is, like, our fault, but, I mean, like I said, we'll just plan it better next time.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, Miriam and I still had a lot of fun because it was, like, we, after you guys left and, like, we had done, like, we were done with our little picnic, it was, like, 4 o'clock, right? 4:30, maybe? And we had 4 hours to kill before the film was gonna start. So Miriam was like, oh, let's go to the bookstore. And then from the bookstore, I mean, we killed maybe like 30 minutes. We walked around like the main strip. We went into a couple galleries. We went into the hotel, all the little stores. And then we just killed time at Dairy Queen and a gas station. And then we saw a salon, the film. What did you think about it?
About Martha or the
film? Well, about Martha and then the film.
Well, I was just happy that you got to go because you have always said that you wanted to go, mm-hmm. and you were saying that like you didn't go. So I was like, I was in a good mood. It was like really nice outside, so I think that's why I was like in a good mood.
Yeah.
Like if it was hot, no.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, but I had a good time.
Yeah. And then Solange was. I mean, it felt like the party's over, like, where is everybody? Because we were, the doors open at 8, and we got there at, like, 7:45, and we were, like, the first car there. And I was like, nobody's hyped for this, or what? Like, y'all don't give a shit?
I know, and then, like, for the actual performance, people were there, like, hours early. Like, that line.
Yeah, we were at the back of the line. Not even the back, but, like, The line
got, like, a really long.
I guess because it was a film and it was late and it was so much later than after everything had closed. Maybe a lot of people were just like, meh. But when they let the doors in and by the time the film started, there were a lot of people. Yeah. Like, the whole room was filled.
What time was the performance?
They showed the film at 8:30. Like, she just gave, like, a brief introduction. Like, she mentioned, like, how Solange did the skills performance and that it was, like, the anniversary of the performance day and how it was also extra special because it was the last day of the film screenings and, like, the closing date and all that stuff. And, like, we were, like, super excited. Like, we were so high. We were having a good time. I didn't even notice a bug land on my hand because we were just, like, enjoying each other's company and, like, so excited to see this. And it started, and I was so here for it, you know. I felt like I was trying not to, like, dance like an idiot in my chair, but I loved the music, and I was like, oh, she looks like a goddess angel. And then I had that panic attack, which lasted the rest of the 30 minutes of the film, and then I blacked out, like, the last 5 minutes. So I kind of didn't get to enjoy it like I wanted to.
But it's fine.
And what I did catch and remember was stunning. It was so visually beautiful and, like,
is that gonna come out? Or
there is already one that you can watch and, like, buy or download. But this one was, like, I don't know what's different about it because it was the director's cut.
I think it's just, like, a little bit longer or something like that.
But there were moments, like, the whole thing was beautiful. But there were, like, certain moments that I really, really enjoyed, like, well, one, when that figure, like, the man had all the jewels and she was, like, dancing that in the beginning. Yeah, beautiful. And then the part where the girl is, like, doing that construction, then she's, like, dragging the thing out.
Oh, okay.
And then she's on the stripper pole. And then also the, all the stuff.
Off screen.
Yeah.
I know.
And then the part.
The thing, because you were, like, she's, like, there's, like, this, like, kind of, like, NASA machine.
Yeah.
And it's, like, breaking, but she's, like, trying to fix it or something.
Yeah.
And we don't know if it, like, breaks her in the end, but then she's, like, in the middle of the road, and she's, like, dragging it with her own, like,
just, like, yeah, she's, like, wearing, like, these super intense heels,
and
like, a little, like, triangle,
bralette
thing.
And, a, like, a like
and
a
it's
thong.
All silver, but she's, like, gorgeous.
She's, like,
she's
so
carrying it.
Yeah.
And, like,
and she's just dragging it across, like, the
this empty
road.
Like, yeah, it was gorgeous. Like, all the color palettes were beautiful. And then I really liked all, like, the rodeo stuff. Like, like that structure where it was, like, the circle platform and then, like, two half circles that didn't connect. And there were people, like, standing on either side, or, like, the placement of people changed a lot. And, like, there was a lot of stuff with, like, men doing, like, the, what is it called, where they spin the rope? Like, rope circling, I guess?
I don't know.
That you see
rodeo,
at, like, rodeo stuff. Yeah, it was, like, a lot of rodeo techniques that you would see. There was a part with, like, one of the actual bulls, like, going after, and I mean, I don't know too much about, like, the breakdown of the symbolism, where she would have, like, a white man on top of a black horse, or, like, a black man on top of a white horse, or, you know, like, different things like that, but,
makes me think of that video on Instagram where she's, like, sneaking at a white man.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but,
because that was, like, the correlation that I was making,
yeah.
Especially because, like, I was, at first I was like, because the black man, the black cowboy, he's wearing all black, but then he's, like, on top of a white horse, and I'm like, why wouldn't he be riding, like, a black horse, like, for, like, the aesthetics and stuff, but it's also, like, the representation of, like, black man riding the white horse, and then also there was, like, a white man doing the rodeo things on top of a black horse. So it was just kind of, like, those two separations and correlations that, like, mm-hmm. I was making or trying to make during, like, the film.
And then there was also a part where it was, like, computer graphics from the early 2000s. It was really, really weird. And that was the point where, like, because I felt so sick and I was having this panic attack that I had to close my eyes because I was like, this is overwhelming. And, like, you mentioned earlier, like, it was a sensory overload because we were in the very front row. And, like, the screen was pretty, like, the projection was huge, the speakers were right there, and it was, like, in the middle of a panic attack, like, all of that stimulation, it was too much, and I had to, like, close my eyes, and I think I, like, opened them maybe two or three times until the very end, and then I was like, it's over, time to go to the bathroom, like, yeah.
And, like, some other things that were, like, well, I thought were, like, pretty cool, because, like, obviously Salon, she's, like, from Houston.
Yeah.
And grew up in Houston. So there was, like, certain things that she did. Like, she was, like, dancing in front of the Mark Rothko paintings.
Oh, yeah.
And the Mark Rothko chapel.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then those,
she's
like sculptures. Or
the
what
water
is it?
Garden?
The water garden.
In Fort Worth.
Yeah. So just, like, a lot of different places in Texas where she filmed, like, all the screen or, like, the film.
I have a deep sense of Texas pride. Yeah, it was, like, the whole thing was great, and I really, like, was kicking myself in the butt afterwards for making the experience, like, for it being spoiled because of a panic attack, essentially. Like, I was like, my panic attacks ruined so many things for me, and I was like, this was the one thing that, like, I cannot forgive myself for, you know? Like,
and, also, like, I was, like, I wish I could, like, obviously I want to see it again and, like, analyze it, but there was, like, certain scenes that were, like, at night, and then certain scenes that were, like, during the day, and I'm like, I kind of want to, like, look back and see, like, how come these ones are at night, and how come these ones
yeah.
are during the day?
I was going to look into, like, where I can purchase, if possible.
I'm pretty sure, like,
and we can watch
it. I think you can download it on iTunes, probably, the movie.
I thought iTunes no longer existed.
I don't know. I think...
What?
Didn't Apple, like, because they have Apple Music, they just, like...
They got rid of
iTunes.
Huh. Oh, I don't know. I don't use Apple Music.
Yeah, and I don't use Apple Music, and I don't use iTunes anymore. Except for when I'm burning CDs.
Wait, really? They did that?
I saw something on, like, Twitter News where it was, like, rip iTunes, and it was, like, the end of an era.
I
don't know. I
still have an iTunes store. Maybe because I haven't updated.
I don't know. Who knows? But, yeah, and then the drive back, it was, like, it was late.
Yeah.
And I was kind of scared. I think my fear was, like, the only thing keeping me awake, because it's, like, one lane this way, one lane that way. And I was like, if we get in an accident and die, like, I'm just so afraid, you know? And so every time a car would pass by, like, either pass us or, like, pass the opposite direction, I would, like, be shocked into, like, being awake again. And, yeah, we had some sad conversations about dogs, our past pets and stuff.
Yeah, so I did do some research. Sorry, I didn't want to talk about the dogs. I did do some research on, like, well, I was trying to do some research on, like, kind of, like, what was behind, like, the motive of, like, the film. Mm-hmm. Like, and I only found, like, a couple things. Like, I didn't get to do too much. But she got a lot of, because obviously, kind of, like, in the Scales performance, everybody was, like, in sync. Or they were doing, like, scales with their bodies. Uh-huh. So it was kind of, like, the same in the film. Like, a lot of people just doing, I guess, like, performance art in sync. And she kind of got that inspiration from Bubsy Berkeley, which is a choreographer from the 30s and 40s. And I don't know if you've ever seen stuff like the swimmers who wear, like, the caps. And then they're all dancing.
Synchronized dance.
Yeah, so pretty much, like, he would do a lot of that and have them, like, all synchronized. And, like, it would be, like, filmed. So she got a lot of,
like, her choreography and, like, the whole, like, like,
and
what's the move? I love it.
Like, they had described it as, like, a dreamlike kaleidoscope, and I kind of feel like the movements that the dancers or the performers that were making in the film kind of, like, that's a pretty good description of how they were dancing. And then also I was trying to look and see that the When I Get Home the film was first teased on this website called Black Planet, and Black Planet was, like, really popular during MySpace days.
Oh, yeah?
So it was, like, oh, they were, like, going to, like, something like MySpace and, like, teasing photos and stuff, and it kind of reminded me, like, the words Black Planet reminded me of, like, the digital part of the film, because it was kind of, like, their own planet, and so that was, like, pretty cool, and Black Planet used to be, or I don't know if it's still alive, I guess, like, a platform for Black people to connect and talk about social and political issues. So that's, like, a pretty cool, like, I don't know, thinking about it, like, that far in advance. Yeah. And then also I found on, like, virtue.com that, like, that whole scene with the
do nothing without intention.
Yeah, the interlude of the nothing without intention was actually from a YouTuber, a Black YouTuber, and she's talking about Florida water, and I was like, I didn't know what Florida water is, but I guess, like, they sell it in, like, for, like, in jars, kind of like gamer girl water, just kidding.
Oh, belt.
You don't need to know.
Yeah, we don't need to get into
it. But they, like, they use, like, Florida water for, like, spiritual rituals and, like, kind of, like, to cleanse your palate after you've done a ritual. A lot of people will use Florida water, and I guess that's kind of, like, deep-rooted within, like, the South and, like, pagan and, like, you know, just, like, certain things, like, doing, like, she was mentioning, like, a lot of, like, voodoo and just, like, things like that.
Mm-hmm. She's, but literally, like, Florida water? Like,
yeah,
water
literally.
From
yeah,
from
I guess Florida. It is, like, and it kind of looks like a cologne bottle. And
yeah.
When she was saying cologne, I was like, what is she talking about? But she actually showed it in that video where she says, like,
yeah,
do nothing without attention. The Florida water. And then, she was also saying that, like that part where she said do nothing without intention, because it's, like, if you use it but you don't have, like, intention, then it's just water kind of thing. So it's, like, you really have to put, like, your spiritual self into it, mm-hmm, and I guess into really, like, choose to cleanse your, like, your palate. A lot of people do it after rituals, during rituals, before, whatever. And she says she uses it to, like, clean her candles and stuff like that. So, and then they were saying that Solange actually, when she went to the Met Gala, she actually brought, like, a bottle of Florida water with her. And it's, like, she was thinking about that, like, you know, way in advance before, like, the album came out.
Wow.
You know, kind of thing. So I thought those were still pretty interesting. And then, of course, in the song, she says that Black faith can't be washed away even in Florida water. So, you know, she's like, you can't erase, you know, Black history, Black faith, Black culture, just Black people in general. Like,
yeah.
I thought that was, like, a really strong concept, like,
yeah.
relating back to, like, you know, the history and, like,
yeah.
how people do, like, work spiritually and things like that.
Her goddamn mind.
I know, and I wish I could, like, look more into it.
I know.
And, like, maybe I will.
We'll get it. We'll download it. We'll watch it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I really want to watch it. Sounds great. I mean, I don't know what's going on, like, from what you described, but it sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds like go poot.
Yeah. I think some of the costumes were really simple, but they really stood out
mm-hmm.
because just, like,
the color
everybody,
palette,
yeah.
too. It's just...
pretty, everything was pretty neutral, but, like, it was, I think it made you pay attention more to, like, the movement and things like that. Like, everything was just, like, in sync and well thought out. So, it was really nice.
Is it, a long film?
It's like, 36 minutes.
Yeah.
And that was a director's cut, so I don't know how long the one we'll have access to will be. I thought it was supposed to be 45 minutes. And then when it ended, because I was, like, waiting for it to end so I could disappear...
Mm.
I saw the thing and it was like 36 and I was like, I've literally been suffering for 3 minutes like this. Yeah. But it is wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, we have plenty of
time. Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say like all in all, the experience was really nice. Like I wish obviously I would have had more time to spend looking at the actual art, but I still had a great time because
yeah.
I got to see you and Christian and Miriam and I had like a wonderful little road trip. And then we were like, we need to do more road trips, and we can plan Marfa again, but, like, better, and so it was just nice.
Yeah.
Always nice to get away with friends.
Let's go next year.
We will. We will.
No, we will. We can sleep over at the Glosmico or at Fort Davis, if we can.
Mm-hmm.
But we gotta plan now, because it fills up.
Yeah, it does fill up, so we gotta get on it.
Yeah.
Well, we guys hope you enjoyed our little episode about Marfa, and we hope that you guys can go too if you haven't gone before and experience the art that's there, because it is really nice and a lot different from the art that you see everywhere else.
Yeah.
So we hope you guys have a great day.
And a great week.
You have to say bye with us.
And that's it.
Bye!